Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 33rd episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week, and this week's episode is an episode I'm really excited for. I've been excited to do an episode like this for the past few months, and it's about building a raft. So in this episode, I'm going to be going over all things related to the planning before building a raft. First off, obviously deciding to build a raft in the first place, and then other things you really need to consider before you build a raft. This series is going to be a 4-part series about building a raft. This week's episode, like I said, is about planning. Next week's episode is going to be building. The week after that is going to be improving. And then the week after that, so 3 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now, is going to be how I built my raft. So first off is some situations where you might want to have a raft. So a raft is one of the cheapest, easiest flotation devices you can build. You can build them big, you can build them small, as long as they float with you on them comfortably, then they are, and it's basically a raft and it will work. So they're much less expensive. If you're patient enough to find all the materials for free, then you can build a raft generally you're not going to find rope for free. So like I had to buy rope and it was like $8 for 100 feet of polypropylene rope. So basically this whole raft in the end is going to cost me $7 for something that's going to last me years and years. I think that is absolutely worth it to be able to get to a bunch of different spots. But anyway, rafts are, like I said, the cheapest way to float yourself from place to place. Much cheaper than buying a kayak. However, you can get good used kayaks for like $100. And then obviously much, much, much cheaper than buying like a John boat or even like a cheap bass boat. So next up is some things you need to consider before building a raft. And there's quite a few of these. So one of the things you need to consider, and it's probably the most important, is will it float? Because nothing else matters if you haven't considered the possibility that your raft might not even float. So at the end of the episode, here's some ways to make it float. The way I've picked is those big 5-gallon blue water jugs that people put in offices and like the machine just like cools the water or heats it up for coffee or something. I've been finding those for free quite a bit lately. So I've decided to use those and slap them on the bottom of a pallet. However, I'll have more on that at the end of the series. There's multiple ways you can float a raft. Another way is a ton of polystyrene. It's that stuff that cheap coolers are made out of, really cheap like foam ones. It's basically the same material as that. It'll help your raft float. You'll need a lot more of it though. You need a 3-inch thick section just to even like float the wood probably. And then you need a lot more. I never really even considered doing that because it was so expensive to get the polystyrene to buy that much. But yeah, you need a ton to even get you to barely above this level of sinking. So other ways you can do it is just, probably the cheapest way is just tying some logs together, and that will float with you on it. It will be insanely heavy. It will be basically non-transportable without like a big old work trailer. So those are basically the three main ways to float a raft. And if you can't do any of those ways, you'll have to think of your own, but that's the only ones I've been able to think of over the past few months. So, um, Another thing you need to think of when you're building your raft is, can you fit it in your car or on your truck or on your trailer? Because if you can't transport it, then it basically has to become something that can live by the water. And that's great if you have access directly from your house to a dock, or you live in like a community with a pond that you can take your raft out on. I do not live close enough to the water to like walk down to it. I have to drive to it. And we have I have to put it we have to put it in our car. We have to put the raft in our car. And like, if we didn't have a car, or if the raft was too big to fit in our car, we would not be able to get it from place to place. Like the pallet I'm going to be building my next raft on weighs literally 90 pounds, and the water is like a mile and a half from our house. So other things you need to consider before, well, actually, no, sorry. That's all the things, basically, that's the simple things you need to consider before building your raft. So that's the episode for today. Like I said, next week's episode will be building a raft. And I think I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the episode, but I'm not going to have exact instructions for building a raft and the materials you need to make a certain raft. One of the really fun things about rafts is that most people don't make rafts the exact same way. Like, I don't see very many rafts, but I've never seen one that looks the same. All the rafts I've built like two or three rafts now, and none of them look the same. They all look like basically unique. There are different things you can add on to them to make them even more unique. But basically, there's a million things you can do. There's a million things you can do to make your raft that are gonna help you probably are gonna help you fish, are gonna make it more comfortable to sit on, all kinds of stuff like that. So like I said, I hope I helped you consider some options for before you go ahead and build a raft. I'll see you next week.